Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today. Some say the chair of the Clark County Commission is the most powerful position in the state, even more so than the governor. Marilyn Kirkpatrick joins us for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Before the masks, before the distancing, before the world changed, UMC was ready. Our response to COVID-19 began before the crisis did, with our own team of infectious disease experts who've spent their careers planning for this moment. With a pandemic response plan, we'd practiced again and again, and by blazing new trails in large-scale testing, including every patient we admit. Always ready. UMC.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
Nevada Newsmakers Studio is located at the headquarters of the Nevada Trucking Association. Motion and purpose are a truck's greatest virtue.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are always pleased and honored to have with us the chair of the Clark County Commission, Marilyn Kirkpatrick. Thank you so much for always doing this.
Thank you for the opportunity.
So, as we're taping this, we're going to see the renaming of the airport to Harry Reid. And I was just curious for you to share with us, A, when was the first time that you met Harry Reid?
Oh, so I met Harry Reid when I was much younger, but I did work with him in the legislature, and I actually spent a little bit of time with him when I was a speaker, and he comes up for the whole day.
And what do you feel is his legacy for Nevada?
I think that Senator Reid brought a lot of good things to Nevada across the state, earmarks in particular, to help us get different pieces of infrastructure early on in his career in the 90s and the 2000s. And I think really that will be his legacy, is all of the things that he did bring home. We're a small state in a big pool, and we tend to do okay congressionally, and Senator Reid made sure that happened.
You know, what's remarkable to me is just his background, coming from such a poverty-stricken basis in Searchlight, Nevada. His father committing suicide by, you know, taking his own life with a gun. And yet he rose from poverty to become this legend of the Senate. I mean, it's an unbelievable story.
Yeah, and I think that honestly that's what we teach to all kids, right? No matter what your background is, you can do whatever you want as long as you work hard and you don't forget where your roots are and you pay it forward. And I think that that's some of the characteristics that Senator Reid has.
Changing topics here, I got a text from Rick Velotta at the Las Vegas Review-Journal yesterday saying, there was enough news today to fill all of your shows for the entire week. So
yep.
Let's start on this, because as chair of the Clark County Commission, you oversee what goes on as far as gaming goes. Any surprises that MGM sold the Mirage to Hard Rock, and now we're going to see a tower with a giant guitar on it?
No, I mean, one of the great things about the Las Vegas Strip is we reinvent ourselves every 5 years. I'm all about, you know, many of our casinos are hedge fund backed, and I'm all about getting them back to some smaller operators so that we can have a little bit more competition on how we do things. And so I think we're going to see for about the next 5 years a lot of changes going through on the Strip ownership, and that's okay too.
The one thing that, it surprised me until I saw the price that was paid, was that Phil Ruffin, owner of Treasure Island, mm-hmm. had his eye on the Mirage ever since he bought Treasure Island.
Right.
But then when I saw the price that was paid, it was like, well, Phil only buys good deals.
Right. Well, I think that, you know, there's a lot of good deals out there now. The hotel industry in particular were hit very hard during COVID across the nation. Across the world, for that matter. In Macau, they've seen it much earlier than we did, and I think that there's probably going to be a lot of good deals out there so that people can refocus and restructure and reinvent ourselves. I mean, we have a lot of exciting things coming here that people got to be ready to make some make some moves to stay competitive.
With the pricing of the Mirage, in a note that came out from one of the gaming analysts this morning, they said that this could put Wynn Resorts, they didn't say put them into play, but they said the value of Wynn Resorts was so great that, you know, they would have to reevaluate where that property was. Phil Satre, who's the chair of Wynn Resorts, said to me on this program many years ago about Kirk Kerkorian, that the reason he had sold the International and then the MGM Resorts and then finally built the current MGM that we have here was that he never fell in love with his assets. Do you think that there is potential for Wynn Resorts after Las Vegas Sands selling their properties, that Wynn Resorts could put their properties up for sale?
I haven't seen or heard that, and I wouldn't expect that because they really have fallen in love, as you would say, with their properties, and they're very hands-on. So I wouldn't see, that would surprise me if that came about. But I mean, even like the Sands and the Venetian, they're going to stay around and they're going to do some great work with mental health. So I think that it's anybody's guess at this point, but you know, we just want to keep folks moving in the right direction because they do employ a lot of people on our Strip.
Oh, to say the least. Do you see the potential for Las Vegas Sands to reinvest in a new property in Las Vegas?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
I wouldn't put nothing is a surprise, right? So, you know, a lot of times people just get out of things and they come back five years later, 4 years later and do something different. So, nothing's ever a surprise when it comes to the Las Vegas Strip.
Yeah, Jan Jones said on this program when Caesars was taken over by the Eldorado Group, and they had put out the word at that point that they were no longer interested in Japan. And she came on the program and said, in the first round, but right. Maybe in the second round or third round, if there is one, that, and I'm paraphrasing, but that Caesars might be interested at that point. So yes, I couldn't agree with you more. Circus, 100 acres. Mm-hmm. Phil Ruffin always looks at things as a real estate play, but there is a lot of bare land there. Any hints or ideas of what might be going on there down the road?
No, I haven't heard anything. You know, I don't know Mr. Ruffin. Never met him. Don't know much about him. But, you know, land is very valuable today on the Las Vegas Strip, which is more valuable than it's been in the last 10 years. And so I would anticipate some new ventures coming across the valley that impact the Strip. And so we look forward to seeing what the next big thing is.
Okay, you have to set up a meeting with Mr. Ruffin. You would absolutely love him. As a Democrat, you are famous for being a solid businesswoman. And he is all about business, but he is also a super nice guy, has an open door policy, and I've had the privilege to interview him a couple of times, and just to hear him tell stories about how he sold the New Frontier for $1.2 billion after they had offered $1 billion, and he said, you always turn down the first offer. And he made a clear $1 billion profit on that. It was amazing. But you would love him.
Okay.
All right, let's take a break. We'll be back with Marilyn Kirkpatrick after this.
Calamity. It lurks around every corner. Or not. That's why UMC Quick Care is around every corner, with locations around the valley. UMC Quick Care, for all your small calamities.
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Events Center in Las Vegas. Host meetings and events on two floors. Stay in luxurious rooms and suites. Unlimited branding opportunities. Regional Italian cuisine by Chef Mark Segrisi. Flexible event spaces. Full buyout options. Visit ahernhotel.com today.
I'm Jeff Gehrman, an investigative reporter with the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I'm your guide for season 2 of Mobbed Up, The Fight for Las Vegas.
You're in with every gangster and hoodlum in the United States.
I don't go for that, Mr. Kennedy. I don't go for that kind of action.
I was on television accused of fronting for the mob.
Subscribe to Mobbed Up, The Fight for Las Vegas, Season 2, today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before the masks, before the distancing, before the world changed, UMC was ready. Our response to COVID-19 began before the crisis did, with our own team of infectious disease experts who've spent their careers planning for this moment. With a pandemic response plan we'd practiced again and again, and by blazing new trails in large-scale testing, including every patient we admit. Always ready. UMC.
Calamity. It lurks around every corner. Or not. That's why UMC Quick Care is around every corner, with locations around the valley. UMC Quick Care, for all your small calamities.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Marilyn Kirkpatrick. She is the chair of the Clark County Commission. So again, with the news breaking as we're taping this, 2024 Super Bowl. Your thoughts on that coming to Las Vegas?
Super excited about it. The draft is coming next year. This is a goal that we had always looked at, and our goal is to do it very well so that maybe we can be on the every 5-year circuit when they move around with stadiums. So very excited about it. I won't be at the press conference. Unfortunately, I have a prior commitment, but this is good for our community. This is good for us to kind of showcase the stadium that we built.
All right. So, I mean, knowing what happens on the Las Vegas Strip, do you see this as a, you know, like an NFR where it's going to be a 10-day event around the Super Bowl?
Oh, it'll be much like many of our big events, like EDC, like the draft. It's more of a 20-day event because you have to load in, then you have to load out. So there's always folks that stay before and after. And then the whole preparation of getting it ready. So I would think about a 20-day event. And that would be consistent with, you know, today we're breaking down the rodeo, and next week we're setting up for CES. So that helps our economy for the longer time. So we like those type of events.
There are still naysayers that talk about the room tax money, which to me has always been kind of crazy because it's such a tiny amount on a room that nobody's even going to notice. And that money was never being directed toward anything else, you know, at that point in time, and has gone towards the stadium. What do you say to people that complain about the public funding side of Allegiant?
So what I would tell you, and what I tell my constituents, it is not actually public funding, because it is dollars that are charged on the hotels for tourism to go back into promote tourism. And we've seen already with the Allegiant Stadium, not only do they give so much back to our community across the state, they host every high school football team, but it's brought so many more events in that we were just missing the boat on.
To tie into this, just recently the governor of Nevada met with the governor of California and agreed on taking one of the shoulders on I-15 to make it available for transport, getting people in and out of Las Vegas. what took so long for this really simple idea that cost a pittance? Like, I mean, $12 million is still $12 million, but it's a pittance in terms of California's state budget or even Nevada's.
Well, I mean, anytime that you deal with roads, you have to work with the federal agencies to get the right-of-way permission to use all of those. That does take tons of time. We've been working on transportation in Clark County for some time. So, you know, we are talking about the potential for a high-speed train. We're talking about the potential for more lanes. So this is just really the federal government realizing that we have to interconnect and we have to do it quicker and get through the process a lot faster.
So there was federal government involvement in that decision as well. It wasn't just California saying, we can make this extra lane.
No, you always have to have the BLM. They own tons of land there. You have to work. There's a lot of studies that you have to do anytime that there's highway involvement, whether it be I-11. We've been talking about I-11 for 10 years. We're just now seeing it come to fruition. So we talk about today what we're planning for our future. And so there would have had to been some, and I don't want to speak for either governor, but there would have had to been some federal involvement to ensure that we could actually do use that with.
Okay, so is Arizona now ready to jump in and do their part in I-11?
So we've been working for a very long time on the route that makes the most sense. And so in Nevada, we've determined what that route is. It'll go along the 95. And I believe that Arizona is waiting for some of their infrastructure dollars to see what is the best bang on their return.
And as far as infrastructure dollars go, where do you want to see that money spent here in Nevada?
Oh, we've been working on infrastructure dollars. So there's dollars in there for some roads, not a lot of roads, but there's money in there for transportation. How do we move our folks every single day? That is very important to us to ensure that they can get down the Maryland Parkway corridor. There's money in there for recycling efforts for water. So those are the infrastructure dollars that we're most watching and that we're going to put to good use, because that short-term investment is a long-term of fruit for us.
I was at Resorts World the other night, and it was interesting on their signage. The Boring Company Tunnel is already on their signage, even though it's not completed yet. So obviously that is going to continue to move along. Are you comfortable with the idea of it spreading across the whole valley?
Yes, so we had very hard conversations about public safety when it came to the Boring Company. How did this work? So we established a franchise so that there's some expectations on both sides. Because at the end of the day, we have to make sure that our tourist and anybody that rides it is protected. So we're very comfortable. The county commission voted 7-0 to support that. And as they continue to move their way down, one, will be putting good paying jobs to work, but two, we now have a master plan of what we'd like to see.
Lots of work coming, lots of work already here, lots of people not going to work. What can be done to incentivize people to go back to work?
That is an issue across the nation that right. We're seeing. A lot of it is, so we're looking at added benefits such as childcare. Childcare is very expensive today, so if you're a mom with three kids, it's $1,000 a month for childcare. And if you're only making $16 an hour, you can't necessarily offset that. So I was on the phone this morning with the state, so we're looking at some childcare options. Where I know that some folks are raising wages. We're looking at some insurance offsets for folks. So we're trying everything and anything to get them off of the role, the social service roles, so that we can get them into a good paying job. And many people, you know, they worked years, say, cleaning a hotel room, and they just are tired and don't want to do that. So we're working to retrain them. We find that a lot of those folks are moving into manufacturing. It's a little bit easier work. And so we're putting all options out there, and we're working as a region to define what that looks like.
All right, let's take another break. We'll be right back with Marilyn Kirkpatrick after this timeout.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. At Design Outdoor, we specialize in all hardscapes, pavers, and walls you'll need for everything, from wonderful small yards to full-blown outdoor living. And we only refer the best contractors to make your vision a reality. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and because I represent men in all family law matters, women often call me gender traitor, woman hater, and even disgusting. So why represent men and target myself with these offensive monikers? It's simple. Children with fathers in their lives are 6 times less likely to drop out of school, 15 times less likely to go to prison, and 5 times less likely to commit suicide. So ladies, you can hate me, but please love your children more than you hate their fathers.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Each day, the Children's Advocacy Alliance partners with leaders, legislators, and families across Nevada to improve children's health, education, economic well-being, and safety. We recognize Nevada will be no better than the state of its children. Be a part of this change. Be a supporter of the Children's Advocacy Alliance. For more information, go to caanv.org.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with the chair of the Clark County Commission, some say a more important role than the governor in the state of Nevada, Marilyn Kirkpatrick. Okay, so I got to ask you about masks, because I was in some hotels over this past weekend where, and during NFR, where half the patrons were not wearing masks. And I was in other properties where they were so strict, it was unbelievable. I've never seen strictness, not just on masks, but on taking videos and things like that. Where do you come down on this in terms of, you know, compliance?
So here's what I would tell you. Currently, we're under the governor's directive that you have to wear a mask. You're seeing a lot of other states going there. We would all love to be out of mask. But as we also know that breakthrough cases, you can still get COVID. It may not be as bad. But at the end of the day, we are working with the state to reevaluate what our metrics is. So for instance, in Clark County, our hospitalizations are less than 10% are COVID patients. That is a great sign for us. Our positivity rate is a little bit high. So I think we're at 8, a little over 8. But at the end of the day, people now are doing the at-home tests. People are doing all kinds of rapid tests. And so we're likely seeing more of just the people that are positive for COVID and not necessarily the negative. So we would like to get masks off. We'd like to see kids not have to wear them in school. And I anticipate after the first of the year, we'll have a new metric system. So we can work. And as far as enforcement, we're doing the best we can. Understand that for us, we have tons of events going on right now. And no matter where you are, outside you don't have to wear a mask. In a closed space, you're supposed to wear a mask. And so we are doing the best we can to be at all the events to remind people. I was at Cowboy Christmas myself. There was tons of information saying masks are required. There was signage. So at the end of the day, it does become a little bit of a risk, a public health risk for our employees trying to enforce that. And so we got to find the delicate balance.
Yeah, and I found when we were traveling in California recently that in restaurants, it was down to the 18-year-old hostess to check your vaccination card and your ID. And I didn't think that was particularly fair.
No, and it's hard. I mean, people are really getting beat up. And I just ask constituents to, in order to help us get out of this mess, just be kind to the people that are just trying to do their job and keep their job.
Exactly, and anybody who's working right now, be kind to them, because there's a lot of people who aren't working.
Right,
so.
Right.
Okay, I gotta ask you a couple of questions here. You know they're coming. you know, rumors are still out there that potentially you might run for governor. You want to?
Here's what I would tell you. I'm not even focused on political anything at this point. I don't even know all the different seats that are up. My focus is really getting us out of the pandemic. We have a lot of social service things that we have to do. We have to get people back to work, and we have to retrain many people. And I have to find housing and water. And those are really a primary focus right now.
And those are for another show, because those are obviously two huge topics. There have also been rumors out there that you can squelch if you would care to, that you may end up supporting Joe Lombardo.
There's rumors everywhere. So I'm not going to get into the politics. It is the holidays. And for me, this morning, I've been wrapping 200 gifts for kids in my district that otherwise would have nothing. So as much as you want to talk about politics, it's just not the right time for anybody to be focused on it. There's a lot of other issues.
And I so appreciate you always doing this show. Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to see you.
All right, thank you.
And we'll be right back.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts, and now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching Nevada Newsmakers. We'll see you next time.